Do a little car talk, but we always talk about the community with Brad Dungis. And how you doing, Brad?
I'm very well today. How are you, Tom?
Doing super. This is fun. We got the family in. We got friends in.
That's right. It's another great day here in July in Oklahoma. The cool front went through yesterday. It's a beautiful day today. And don't get these great breaks at this time of year usually, but it is a big weekend. We've got some of the crew from the Children's Musical Theater event going on this weekend here in the show, and we're going to be doing some singing in a little bit and talking about the big show coming up this weekend.
All right. Once again, it's the Children's Theater in the Musical Theater, and it is Oklahoma. We got cast members. We got all kinds of folks here, and you might even hear a couple of songs today, Brad.
That's right.
All right. What do we got going on at the shop?
Well, there is so much going on at the dealership now. We have got some great deals going on. Toyota just came out with their new incentives for July. They've got some incredible lease offers that they've put together, ranging from perhaps one of the most incredible I've seen in a long time is $189 a month lease on Tacoma.
All right.
This is a special lease on a low mileage lease on a great Tacoma SR double cab special edition vehicle. Awesome Tacoma, just like everybody wants. Not a cutback vehicle. It's really nice. It is a 4x2 vehicle. MSRP is at $31,700, and with $3,000 due at signing, $29.99, you can get $189 a month payment. Incredible. And that's just one example. We've got Tundra at $379, Highlander at $309, RAV4 $259, Camrys at $239, and Corolla at $199, so lots of 99s. But anyway, great lease offers, and happy to show you any of those and all the Toyotas going on. Ford also has an incredible deal going on that you'll start seeing in the promoted nationally. It's the Hurry Up and Save sales event. This is a big deal where they're going to feature a lot of our most popular vehicles. It's the SUVs and trucks, the Escape, the Edge, the Expedition, the Explorer, the F-150, and so on and so forth. They're all going to be, for the first time ever, advertised at an estimated 20% savings, including the rebates and incentives and the average dealer discount. I was checking it out on our website this morning, and our savings are much more than 20%. A lot of the vehicles are more like 25 or 30%. So there's some really great deals where you can save on a new Ford or Lincoln. Plus, during this event, when you enroll in the new Ford Pass program, you get free maintenance, complimentary maintenance on your vehicle for the first 3 years. And you're going to get in the Ford Pass Reward program, which is going to save you money over the life of your ownership of the vehicle, too. So it's a really great incentive and a great time to buy a new Ford or Toyota.
It's always a great time, but this is just even a little bit greater.
That and, the other thing that we've been talking about, the dealership, and has come up the last few weeks on the show, is the need for used cars. We really are needing inventory for the used car department. We've got a great demand right now, especially for vehicles under $20,000, cars, trucks, SUVs of all types in that price range. Two, three, four-year-old vehicles that don't have too many miles are really in high demand. So if you have something like that, bring it by. We'll give you top dollar for it. You don't need to purchase a vehicle from us. We'll make a cash offer on any vehicle you want to sell or bring by. We'll even come to you to evaluate the vehicle or if you want us to bring a new vehicle for you to look at. We'll be happy to bring it by the house or your office, whatever you want us to do.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, you're easy to work with, and you've been around for a long time, too. So, there's a lot of that legacy that goes on, and it goes a long way here, too.
Well, that's right, and that's why we bring in the people from the community, like the Children's Musical Theater, and I want to introduce some of the folks here. Those of us watching on Facebook Live, you can check us out, though, folks, listening on the radio. If you want to also look on Facebook, Tom's got Facebook Live going through the Facebook page for the
It's going to be a little bit delayed, but we're going to have it,
Okay, it'll be up soon.
A little bit delayed.
I don't know how these things work, Tom.
We're good. But we do have a lot of folks here.
I'll let you guys introduce yourselves rather than running around the room, but I've got a bunch of folks.
All righty, let's go ahead.
Hello, I'm Cindy Boudreaux, the producer for this show. I co-produced with Rachel Miller, but I didn't bring her today. Mm-hmm. I have with me Nick Young, who is our music director.
Hi, Nick.
Howdy.
And I have Asher Brewer, who plays the part of Carly, our hero.
Hello.
And I brought our villain. We couldn't come without our villain today. Nate Velarda, who plays Judd.
Howdy.
And then we brought our own sound guy back here, Matthew, who's going to help us with the music in a few minutes.
Very good. Very good.
And so, and the show is Oklahoma. It's something everybody knows about. And, you know, and it's this weekend. So tell us about how to get involved and what's going on this weekend.
Our show is Oklahoma. It's the classic version of Rodgers and Hammerstein. It happens to be the 75th anniversary of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. It's our 20th show at this summer, so we thought that those two anniversaries together, it was the perfect time
to
bring Oklahoma.
It's been 20 years.
Absolutely, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. What a great program. There's so many stories of kids that have gone through the program, have gone into great careers in theater or in acting. And
absolutely, absolutely.
But anyway, it's a great program, and it's a year-round program now, too, where you guys do stuff all throughout the year.
We've added summer camps and production camps that we do during the summertime, and we've added a Christmas show that we're going to bring to the community center this Christmas time, so you're going to want to watch for some details on that. But right now, our main focus is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, and it's tonight, right?
Tonight is opening night, 7 o'clock at the Bartlesville Community Center, or you can come tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and you can come again on Saturday because it's going to be so wonderful. We have a 3 o'clock option on Saturday, as well as a 3 o'clock option on Sunday. You're going to want to come to all four.
See it all four times.
Absolutely, and it is so wonderful. Those of you who remember Discoveryland from years past, our show will beat it.
Oh, really?
And we're air-conditioned.
Oh, you got all the air conditioning. Okay, like your cars.
Well, that's right. That's important, too. That's very important this time of year. Definitely get your air conditioner checked out if you need that.
Yeah, indeed. Are we ready for a song?
I think we should sing a song.
Okay, let's bring our sound man over here. Right, we'll let the two fellas operate on our on the microphone there.
Your voice is warmed up.
All right, we're going to sing.
Me, you, them.
We're going to sing a song called Poor Judd is Dead, and our hero, he's a little mischievous, and he tries to get Judd to reflect on how he's seen maybe in the community. Interestingly enough, this song was also done on the Andy Griffith Show, and they did a really funny parody on there. So you're gonna have some fun listening to these guys sing Poor Judd is Dead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, let's pop the song right over there, and we'll use that one for the sound mic there. And the guys, you can share this second microphone there. And all righty, here we go, and pop it off here with the music.
Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give off a different smell because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head.
He's looking oh so peaceful and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer and we're running out of ice.
Poor Judd. Poor Judd.
It doesn't get much better there.
You guys are great.
Wasn't that something else? Oh, man alive. So
very
we got the
well
show
done.
Going on tonight all the way through the weekend. This is
Asher Brewer and Nate Velarda. Thank you so much. Wonderful. How long have you guys been doing this?
This will be my sixth CMT main stage production, and it's been so fun.
You like it?
Yes, it's the highlight of my summer because it's been my summer for the last.
Yeah, well, it takes so much time. Yes. I know. I mean, you're gonna have to try out, and then once you get on the show, it's a lot of work for
How long have you been working on it this year?
This is the fifth week.
Five weeks. And tell us about the schedule that you guys
so, have. Oh, man. Every day from Monday through Friday, we rehearse at Madison Middle School. From 9 to 4 every day.
Every day. So and it's then, like a job. It's like
9 to 4.
9 to 4. Yes.
How long have you been doing it, Nate?
This is actually my first main stage CMT show.
All right.
And I wanted to be in last year's show, but it was I just recently moved to Oklahoma. I moved here from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And since I wasn't able to be in last year's show, The Little Mermaid, which I did see, and it was a phenomenal show. And, Oklahoma, I'm just really glad to, now be part of this community,
mm-hmm.
And be in CMT. And striking, landing a lead, first of all, is, amazing. And being, being able to interact with people like Asher and the other leads, it's great. It's
awesome.
It's a great opportunity to have to, just become part of the community to just, it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's amazing.
Really?
It's amazing.
You're making great relationships with people.
Yeah. It's bringing joy to the community. It's bringing joy to the rest of the cast and bringing joy to ourselves. Uh-huh. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Good. Well, it's a great program. And we 20th season of these great shows. And that's every summer is about, it seems like, this intense build up to this one weekend. And I know that you guys work so hard on it, there's many volunteers stuff. I mean,
it takes thousands of volunteer hours to put a show on together like this. We have costumers that work behind the scenes. We have the set painters and set builders that put our scenes together, and then all the backstage crew that we have. We have hundreds of volunteers that come every night to work with the kids to get the sets moved on and off the stage. And so you've got to go get your tickets today if you haven't already gotten them. Tonight we open at 7, so you'll want to get your tickets at the Bartlesville Community Center. You can get them online or at the box office. You will not want to miss this show.
It'll be one of the great events of the summer for sure.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. You ready for another tune?
We have one more song. We brought a car song.
Okay,
great. Just for you, Brad. of course, it's a car of the 1907s.
Well, that's all
so
right.
So it's a little different.
A little bit before we got in the Ford business, but not that much.
You know, we have wooden tires. So, you've made some improvements since then.
We have. I had a friend send me a letter the other day that he had seen what was from the cement owner. What's his name? From Dewey. Tyler, a cement factory, from Mr. Tyler to my grandfather,
uh-huh.
talking about the Fords, buying the first Model T, driving from Kansas City to Oklahoma and making it in the Model T, and how great the vehicle was, and wanting to get more. It's just this classic old letter from about 1930 or so.
Well, we're going to take you back a little further to 1907, we have wooden wheels. And Asher, as Curly, is going to talk about this dream that he has of a Surrey with a fringe on top. You're going to have to come to the show to see if we really have a Surrey come on stage. That's just a little teaser there for you.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-step strutters. Nosy folks will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With icing glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
All right. Oh, wow. That was powerful.
Awesome. I like that song. That's excellent. Yeah, so it is a little bit of a car song. Makes you think of those days. And you guys, good luck with the event. It's
going to
be a great weekend, and it'll be over before you know it now, I guess. You going to go practice more today?
Well, we're going to let them rest because it's tonight's opening night, so you have to come to the community center at 7 o'clock and come see our show.
And there's still tickets available for all the shows?
You can walk up and get your ticket at the box office, or you can go online and purchase them at the computer and have them ready to go.
Excellent. Well, good luck. I appreciate you guys coming in and spending a little time with us today. And go get some rest and have a break a leg tonight, right?
Thanks for having us.
Sure.
Hey, thank you very much, everyone. Wonderful.
Good job.
All righty. That's the cast of Oklahoma.
Well,
Oklahoma, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time coming in. And but aren't they awesome?
They are. They're wonderful.
It's going to be a great show this weekend. And I want to introduce another guest we brought in today, a family member here that hadn't been on the show before. But my son William is with us.
Hey, William.
Hi. It's great to be here. Get to see everything. It's really, really cool. You know, I got to see them sing. They were really good.
They were.
You know. Well, I know a couple of them from a choir, so it was good to see them get to sing more. And it's nice.
Well, it's great seeing that. I mean, it's so many, it's one of the themes I like to have on the show is what helps people get started and stuff, you know, the sparks in life, the things that, like, got my grandfather in the car business and you know, the Model T getting to Oklahoma and you know, before the roads are even built. And, you know, these things spark, and sparks every summer in Bartlesville around these great productions. And you can see the talent just in those.
It's
those
amazing.
Young men there, and really great, you know, those of you who couldn't see it, I mean, great presentation. I have a feeling it's going to be an outstanding show. I'm really looking forward to it.
It is. We're going to post that up there so folks can take a look at it again, and you can see Brad, you can see everybody, you can see the whole cast, and we can see how radio's kind of done, too. It's kind of behind the curtains thing. What else we got going on here?
Well, there is so much happening right now. We are, I've talked the last couple of weeks about a new thing we're doing at the dealership where we are able now to estimate our wait time on our oil changes.
Yeah.
And we've been testing it out and working on fine-tuning it. And, you know, you're still going to be able to set an appointment for an oil change. But what we find a lot of times is people are calling and they're wanting to set an appointment that's really like right now or pretty soon. And we're thinking we aren't going to come in, you know. And truthfully, that's kind of hard for us. If you want to schedule an appointment, we need to be doing it the next day or two out. And because we want to be ready for you and take care of you.
Sure.
But a lot of times we can fit you in, and they're really, you know, we get these waves where we're backed up and a little busy, but sometimes that ebbs and flows. And so now you can see that on an app on your phone. It's really easy to see the wait time that we've got right now. You can I can see that there's a wait time at the Toyota store, just 35 minutes.
That's not bad.
So if you went in on the app, you could put your name in right there on and say, I'm headed down now. Be there in about 35 minutes. We should be ready then to take your car in, and we'll be able to work on it pretty quick there right then and get your oil changed usually in 30 minutes or so.
And it just improves the whole experience.
It does, and it makes it much more efficient, and you can watch your car and see who's in line. So we've got it posted in the lounges, so you can see actually where you are in the slot, and it moves forward, and when your car's ready, you move into the ready line. And, you know, so you can actually see it kind of going through visually, and you know, it's something that does take a little bit of management by our team.
Sure.
It's a bit of a process change for us, so it's still being fine-tuned, but I'm real excited about it, and I think it's going to be a great tool for our customers, just make it more convenient.
They know where they are in the process, and you know, that takes away a lot of the oh my gosh, it takes the oh my gosh right out of it.
But hopefully, and you know, we still obviously need to set appointments for the major services that we do. If you've got a recall issue where we may need parts and stuff, it's always better to go ahead and call us or go online. You can set your service appointments online also, and you'll be able to get information on this Net Check-In app on our
on our website also in the service scheduling area. If you want to go ahead and check out the app, you can go to the App Store on either the Apple App Store or the Android App Store and just search for Dungis, and you'll find our app there, and you can go ahead and download it and see the wait times right now.
It's real easy, and if you haven't downloaded an app, that's okay. You find a teenager, they'll have it done for you in about a second.
And ours is there's no tentacles in ours. Yeah. We're not asking for any information there. We just need to be able to communicate with you to let you know when what the wait time is.
Simple two-way device.
And it actually does notify you when your car's ready and stuff like that, too.
Wow.
And it's got some great benefits. We're pretty excited about that. Been a busy week at the dealership. The heat we've been having has certainly stressed out a lot of vehicles. This time of year, we see battery issues. We mentioned the air conditioner problems. Things like tires,
the rubber is
affected by the extreme heat. So definitely want to be checking all that out. We do that when you bring your vehicle in for the oil change. We'll do a complete multi-point inspection on your vehicle, top off all your fluids, and all that with 5 quarts of semi-synthetic OEM quality oil and a new filter for $9.95.
Wow.
That's about the, probably can't even buy 2 quarts of oil for that.
You can.
But if it takes it, some cars will take a little bit more than the five quarts, and we'll make you a great deal on that, too. We have similar value on our synthetic oil changes. Be sure to ask about that. And there is a difference, of course. Synthetic oil, you don't have to change as much. And we do prefer to do what the manufacturer recommends for your vehicle. I think that's real important. But the $9.95 oil change is there every day for everybody. And all makes and models, does not include the synthetic oil or the diesel oil. But like I said, great value on those also.
And the best maintenance on your car is, getting things checked out before you go on that trip. Yeah,
it's all right. I mean, we see that on,
best
we mentioned the used cars that we are looking for. And those that are the most prized, and you're going to, are those that are well-maintained. Mm-hmm. And the truth is you'd get a lot of that value back out of the vehicle, not only in your just peace of mind and safety driving and operating your vehicle, but also when you're done with the vehicle at the end, you're going to get your value out of it for maintaining it well, and your resale value of the vehicle. It really does make a difference on trade values or what you're going to get for selling it. It's such a big thing to people.
It's a great peace of mind when you know that vehicle is going to get you there, and you don't have any doubts whatsoever.
Yeah.
I can tell you that as a younger fellow, and I would get something that only I could afford, and like right out of college, it might make it down the block. I'm not so sure about the second one. Mm-hmm. So always maintaining, at least oil, tire, belts, check the battery and everything else every now and then. I got a lot of good use out of it, and you can still do that today. It applies to anyone today, no matter what kind of vehicle you have. Always stay on top of it, and you'll never have a worry.
That's why we do the 995 oil change, Tom.
Keep it top of mind.
Just keep it forefront of our dealership branding thing, really. I mean, because we want to impress on people that we're there for you through the life of your ownership of the vehicle. It's not just about selling you a car or that first transaction. It's about each oil change, and so there are big discounts there in your ownership of the vehicle, and it's good for people who don't even buy their cars from us. So it's really like a gift.
It truly is, and of course, your family's been in business for a good long time, and it's because it's a relationship that you have with the people who come to you that first time. Just one service. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, okay, it grows into a really nice partnership.
Well, that is what we focus on at the dealership is really trying to adapt the dealership to our customers and their needs and really embrace the customer when they want to do business with us. And that's just, I talk about that with the employees all the time, that it's not selling cars is not the negotiation isn't a battle. It's not a win-lose situation. In today's world, there's so much transparency in car purchasing. I was looking and pricing new cars when we came here. We price them on the market, new and used, every day. All our cars are already discounted online, $2,000-$3,000 many times.
Wow.
Many of our used cars are below retail by $2,000-$5,000 on their internet price. So in today's world, there's not that much room to move from our advertised price on the cars as there used to be. That's just the reality. And the information has shifted so much to the consumer that there's no games to play.
No, right? No.
It's all transparent. It's all about the experience you have buying the vehicle and how well we treat you. Because it seems like in today's world that, you know, if we're going to sell a car, we're going to make you a fair deal. That's for sure.
Indeed. You talked a little bit about the internet prices and stuff like that. I've noticed it because prior to moving to Bartlesville, I was in the market for a new car. I wrecked my old one.
It happens.
And I noticed that people were actually purchasing their car on the internet. Now, maybe I'm just a little too old school, but I like to know the folks I'm doing business with, and I like to go around the showroom, and who knows, maybe I'll see something that, well, the internet picture might have gotten me in there, but there's something that I really, really need that I really, really want.
I think it's still very rare that people really do the whole thing and never see the car until and click buy before they see a car. No.
Yeah, no.
Not often, but you know, you can do an awful lot of it. and that's what we focus on now is really making that time you spend at the dealership, minimizing it as much as possible. If you're going to spend all that time doing the research online, that is really what people are doing. It's what trying to narrow down their choices of what kind of vehicle do I want? What dealership do I want to deal with? You know, a lot of it's that. I mean, who are they going to be responsive to me if I and they test us pretty good on that, either through the phone or an internet inquiry before they come in, or they come in. And if you don't treat them right, you're not going to sell the car, obviously. But really, it's about taking the dealership to them now.
Yeah, it
is. I mean, I think that's what we're seeing is whether it's through our chat tools or emailing with you or going to your house or, you know, whatever it is, through the power of the digital world and through, you know, just the reality of the way retail is in today's world, we've got to go and change and move, and we're going to take the dealership to you. That's what's happening.
Nothing still replaces that new car smell. No. You open up that door, you sit in there, you go, okay, this one's going to go in my garage. It's just right. That's an addictive aroma. You know that?
It is. Of course it is. Yes. You can come check that out down at Dundas if you want some of that. That odor.
Yeah. That's aroma. Aroma.
Well, excellent.
You got all the dealerships right there on Washington Boulevard all lined up there, so you got plenty of choice.
That's right, and that's a good point. People often ask us when they call in, is the 995 oil change, is it just good at Ford? No, it's also good at the Toyota store. They both have it, and the app actually has both stores' wait times independent, so you can see, you know, which one. And the oil's, you know, not very different. And the one is a Toyota branded semi-synthetic oil. One's Ford, but they're very similar and come from the same cans of boxes.
Very, very good. I tell you what, it's been a wonderful show. We had the folks in from the Children's Musical Theater in earlier. Yeah. I'll be posting a video up on our BartlesvilleRadio.com here a little bit later on, and we'll get some of that on there. And of course, you'll see everybody that we tried to fit into a tiny radio studio today. That was fun.
And everybody, get out there and get your tickets for Oklahoma, and say hello again, William.
Hey, William.
Hey.
We'll get more from you next time.
Yeah, sure.
Have a great summer, everybody.
Alrighty, and once again, for the folks who missed the offer of a lifetime, if you're new to town and you haven't heard this about the oil change special, I can't believe, first of all, that you can price it this way and stay afloat. But you do. $9.95. that's easy to remember.
That's right.
And get the app. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't know how to get the app, get a teenager around. They'll pop it in for you. Brad, William, thank you very much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And you never know what kind of guest or who Brad's going to bring along with him here. We got a history lesson a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Kind of nice.
We've got some great stuff coming up. I've got Dale as keeps threatening to bring some characters in. I don't know when that'll happen, but yeah, who knows what's around the corner here. We've got a lot of great stuff left this summer and coming up this fall, so we'll get some more events going. And And everybody get out and support something in Bartlesville and go see Oklahoma.
All right, great deal. Thanks again, guys. Let's take a little quick look at the weather before we get to CBS News. It's going to be a great day to buy a car or get your oil changed at the Dunge dealership. We got sunny and 88 today. Not so much humidity. I like that. Mostly clear tonight, down to 64 degrees. And then for tomorrow, ditto, 88 degrees and sunshine. Stay tuned. We've got the news coming up next.